This is Stateside. I'm Lester Grammid for Cynthia Canty. The Michigan legislature is considering bills that would overhaul auto insurance in the state. There are several aspects to this, so to help us wade through what's proposed, we have Jake Nair with Michigan Public Radio Network. Hi, Jake.
Hey, Lester.
Let's start with what we have right now. Michigan's auto insurance rates averaged out across the state are not the most expensive in the nation, although some people believe so. I believe we're the ninth highest in the U.S., but we have the best coverage in the nation. Michigan's auto insurance coverage means if you're badly hurt after your health insurance runs out, your auto insurance covers your health care costs without limit. That means you can be rehabilitated and so forth. And for the most seriously hurt, that can run into millions of dollars. So, Jake, earlier this year, Governor Rick Snyder and some legislators suggested we cap that coverage at $1 million. That's much higher than the next highest coverage state, which caps it at $50,000. Where is that legislation?
Well, like many other times this has been tried, I think you can say decades now. I believe it got out of committee and then just sat on the House floor forever. It's still there. It sounds like that specific proposal, even after a number of committee hearings and a lot of media attention, isn't going to move forward at this point. At least that's how it seems.
Yeah, that $1 million cap sounded reasonable to a lot of people. And then they heard family after family and victim after victim who burned through $1 million in no time. Did the legislators, were they basically persuaded by these folks who said, yeah, $1 million isn't going to do it?
Lester, I think this is one of those situations where the governor put it out there. It sounded like the leadership in the legislature wanted to do something on this. But really, for all intents and purposes, at least from my perspective, this was kind of dead on arrival. Like I said, even though they held some pretty high-profile committee hearings on this here in Lansing, you know, almost immediately once this was proposed, we had a number of Republicans, a lot of them coming out from Oakland County in the legislature, in the House, I should say, saying on record that they would not support something like this. And so, you know, really, I don't think the votes were ever there in the state House to get this passed. Obviously, no one wants to be on the – well, at least no one's really eager to be on the opposite side of testimony where you have a paraplegic or a quadriplegic person saying that you're trying to put me in a nursing home, basically, or you're trying to push me onto health plans that just won't work for me and will compromise my health. Those aren't the kinds of things that people are again, too eager to be on the opposite side with. But again, I think that there isn't a whole lot of will, at least in the state house, to really get anything done on this.
Now, we hear that, as you mentioned, we see this legislation pop up again and again. But the real reason auto insurance rates are so high in Michigan have more to do with theft and fraud and vandalism, especially in some urban areas, and the great number of people who are not carrying auto insurance on their vehicles. Of course, that's mostly because the rates are so high. So what is the legislature doing to deal with these issues behind the higher cost of auto insurance?
Well, it's interesting, and you mentioned earlier that you know, Michigan, as far as most numbers and most people would suggest, is not the highest auto insurance rates, does not have the highest auto insurance rates in the nation. But what a lot of attention has been paid to is that if you move from one area of the state to another area of the state, Detroit is a very good example, your auto insurance rates could skyrocket.
Quadruple in some cases, yeah.
Exactly. And so you have situations where it's a serious disincentive to, you know, move into places. And a lot of those places are areas where you would want to incentivize people to move to so that there's a broader tax base. But an interesting thing came up, you know, in the Senate, where Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville has said that even though the measure that was brought up in the House is seriously stalled and looks like won't get anywhere, that the Senate might look to bring something up on no fault this fall. And it sounds to me like he is also interested in capping the coverage for no fault for people who get injured. But he's also sort of hinted that instead what we could do is concentrate on the things, like you mentioned, like fraud and so forth, that more people could support. I mean, it seems to me like that you could get a broad base of support for something like really trying to cut down the amount of fraud in the system, people who are collecting benefits that shouldn't be. And that could get broad bipartisan support. Of course, the problem with that is that if you take out the things that are more popular from a more comprehensive approach to overhauling no fault, you lose that support possibly from, again, you know, getting anything else done, like putting a cap or, you know, doing a fee schedule or anything like that. It just seems to me like if they try to do something smaller, people who are proponents of doing, like I said, a more comprehensive approach will lose, you know, an argument for something like that.
The trial lawyers who work on these kinds of cases say capping catastrophic care will not save citizens money because it'll end up bankrupting families of accident victims. They'll end up on welfare and Medicaid, and more cases will end up in lawsuits, which will clog up the courts, which was the very reason Michigan went to no-fault insurance to begin with, to stop all that expensive litigation. So is anybody in the legislature talking about those aspects?
I think the interesting point that you're getting at here is that, to me, if proponents of overhauling no-fault would say, you know, if they had the argument to say that, you know, no matter who you're talking to, it's clear that this kind of measure would bring down auto insurance, they'd have a much easier time, you know, actually accomplishing something with this. However, you know, it's really depending on who you talk to. Obviously, proponents of this say this will have a tangible impact. People will notice a significant decrease in their auto insurance rates. But then, like you said, there's trial lawyers, there's other groups that say, no, it really won't. So
yeah, there's no guarantee in this legislation that rates will go down and stay down. There's just this assurance by the insurance companies that, oh, yeah, it'll cost you less. But, you know, if you really want to do something like that, these trial lawyer advocates say maybe you ought to regulate the auto insurance and their rates, the administrative costs, their profits and so forth. So has that been tossed around?
Well, and again, I think that that would be a very difficult thing to get through the legislature with the current political environment. I think that when this is really a package of bills or a measure that insurance companies, that auto insurance companies really want and are pushing for. So, you know, throwing in something that they would clearly not be too happy about might not work for them or for politicians that want to pass something here. So, you know, clearly it's one of those things that is just a very, very heavy lift in Lansing on either side. And, you know, I think it's sort of interesting. Google now, you know, trying to they're doing these projects that are just seemingly impossible. Like I believe Google is now trying to solve death, and I think that's sort of this can be sort of likened to that in a lot of ways, where you have Republicans trying to get something huge done when they're term limited and when you know, you have things like larger things like Medicaid expansion done and road funding sort of tabled for now, looking to try to get something huge out there. It's one of those things that gets proposed and no one really expects at this point that it's going to get through. Although, if you would have said you know, something similar about Michigan becoming a right-to-work state a few years ago, you might be surprised to find out how that turned out. So, you know, you can never make any assumptions when it comes to the legislature, I suppose.
We do see this auto insurance overhaul coming up again and again. And it seems like the chairs of the committee over that kind of legislation, Senator Joe Hewn and Representative Pete Lund, keep bringing it back up. And when I talk to them, they use exactly the same language as I hear from the auto insurance lobby. Is this something that the lobbyists are encouraging these legislators to keep bringing back?
Well, of course, the auto insurance companies would like to see something like this happen, and that's no secret. I mean, they've definitely been coming out to the committee hearings and have been speaking to legislators who you know are sympathetic to something like this and to their causes, and that's how legislation is passed up here in Lansing.
Okay, Jake, thanks very much. That's Jake Neer with the Michigan Public Radio Network. Have a good day.
Thanks, Lester.